to make a long story short.
Thank you. I'm just kidding. No, I was really shortening it up. I'm just kidding.
I've been staying with a friend of mine because she's very ill, and her roommate passed away a couple of weeks back. And I finally got his bedroom, and he had a hospital bed that we gave donated to homeless veterans. And I got my new bed on Wednesday. And just so happened the people right next door to her moved out. They just kind of skipped out on their landlord. So I'm like, pick me, let me go look, you know? So the guy let me go in, I met the landlord, and he let me go in and look around. And it's not perfect, he's got some things he's got to fix first. But I went back to Kathy's house, and I got down on my knees, and I prayed for this to be a sign. And I woke up the next morning on my new bed, and this was laying on my pillow. I just tacked it up on the wall. I can't read it. My dog chewed glass and my glasses up. Pray to you hear the voice of God. This is from January 30th, 2010.
You wrote this?
No, you guys handed it.
Oh, okay. Okay, honey. All right, gotcha. Okay.
I don't know if I can read it.
You want...
It's long.
You want Mary to read it?
The reading glass?
Yeah. Mary can read. Anyway, let me finish this before she reads it. Thursday, my husband came over, the landlord came over, and I had a few people come and step up and for my references, and I've got a signed lease. Oh.
Let's raise this up to the Lord.
Let me take my dog. He's got a fenced yard. He has rescued 6 dogs of his own because I was worried about it. And he mm-hmm. had a problem. He didn't charge me any extra deposit. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good landlord today.
Cindy, praise the Lord, honey.
Thank you.
Praise God. All praise be to the Lord. This is what we're talking about.
And I woke up that morning.
And who put that on your pillow? You did. Oh, okay. Praise. Oh, okay. To get your attention.
It was on my pillow. That was the first thing I saw when I woke up. And I actually read it without my glasses, but right now I can't. Well, I'm crying too much. Mary made it. Please. I know. She's already got one on.
Father, it is said that you detest the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases you. Proverbs 15:8. Therefore, I bring my prayer to you this day. I praise you with a joyful noise as I sing with my mouth and clap my hands. I will sing to you with my spirit. There is none more worthy to receive praise than you, my God. I will worship you with all my heart, mind, and strength. Father, I'm determined to hear your voice in my life. You have said, Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us
reason
together. I come to you now to say I need to hear from you in my life. Help me to put off my old self, to be made new in the attitude of my mind, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. I long to be righteous, holy, and faithful, and to be drawn so closely to you that I hear your voice clearly. Take my life and make me into your image. I know that I have been predestined to be conformed to the likeness of your Son, Jesus. You promised I would be transformed by the renewing of my mind. Then I will hear your voice, and whether it be loud or softly, it will be clearly. Father, I need you, your holy presence living in me. I am truly desperate without you. You are my daily bread and the very air I breathe. Apart from you, there is no life. You are my life. Deuteronomy 30:20. Your almighty breath gives me my life. Job 33:4. And as I breathe and live and give my being in you, I am determined to hear your voice. I will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, my God, and do what is right in your eyes. I will pay attention to your commands and I will obey you. Exodus 15. I will bow down and worship to you, great God, our maker, Today, when I hear your voice, I will not harden my heart. I humble myself before you, the living God, to decrease in order that you may increase. I will sing for joy to the rock of my salvation. I desire to hear and obey. Teach me, Lord, to hear and obey your voice. In all thankfulness, amen.
Wow. Fell off the wall onto your pillow. It's pretty hard to ignore it. Praise the Lord. Very, very, very powerful. And you know it. Praise the Lord. You're going to grow from this. It's been a little while. You've been concerned about where you're going to live and all this, you know, but God has really worked it out for you. It hadn't been overnight either. It's been a process. And it hasn't been without the veil of tears, because I know you've been walking through that veil of tears quite often. But you're growing through this.
That joy in my heart.
Little Cindy's growing. Look out. Look out. You know, we grow through our trials. But I do not pray for trials. They're just going to be there. Praise the Lord. Somebody else? Somebody else has just signed a lease. Somebody else just signed a lease.
We haven't signed it, but we're going to.
Oh, okay.
It. It's a done deal.
A done deal. Okay. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a sheepdog in the hood. And they're going to be right down here, closer than Shirley and I. Right down here. Real nice home. Very great landlord. Very, very meticulous. And yard's going to be taken care of by him. Pest control by him. And just a really nice, nice situation. And about $250 less than where they are right now. So directly money in your pocket. And gas from where they are right now, that's all going to be a savings too. So praise the Lord, Ted, Theodore.
Amen.
Awesome.
Just as an added testimony, that was purely, you guys have been talking the last couple of weeks about taking the step, you know, talking about you have to take the step, and that was truly that, because Linda just came in and saw the sign, and I could have, it was time for us to go to prayer meeting. I could have said, well, I'll check it later, I'll do it later.
Yep.
You know, we've got
yep.
prayer meeting going. Why don't you go look now? And it was just in a matter of an hour and a half, 2 hours, and it was a done deal. Over there, me seeing it, Ted seeing it, and done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking that step and just going.
A lot of people were looking at this place too, almost instantly looking at the place, because they can tell it's a nice looking place and well kept. But we have mentioned off and on for quite a while, Ted and Carolyn, there's a place over here, blah blah blah, there's a place over here, and place over here, and but the timing is important. Timing is everything in the Lord. So praise the Lord. You know, it's savings and more money to you, and I just thank God, you know, Ted and Carolyn, what he's doing there for you. You're neighbors now, so yeah. Praise the Lord. Anyone else have, you know, I love the testimonies, because they preach to us and they also give evidence of a life being lived. Very important. Naomi?
I have a testimony. The other day I was going to the Salvation Army on my day off on Wednesday, and I just felt really stirred up to just start praying and speaking in spirit. I was like, Mom, I don't know why, but I just really feel like I just need to, you know, stir myself up and just be prepared for anything. And my mom was just praying with me and stuff. So I went to Salvation Army, and randomly I got a call from someone. And I didn't realize who it was at first, but they're just like, they were crying, and they're like, please pray for me. I just need prayer. So that, I've never had that call before. Like, who's going to call me? You know what I mean? For prayer. You know, I thought that's only for pastors and stuff. But she called me. It was a female, and I didn't realize who it was. And I was just praying in the store, and I was just like, just praying. And just God was just, things were just coming out. And I was like, what is this, you know? And I went outside, and I was just speaking over her, and just I just felt the Spirit of God, and that wouldn't have happened if I wouldn't have listened to the Spirit and been stirred up and reading the Word and been in the Spirit of God, you know. So you always have to be prepared, because God may want you to pray for someone or minister to someone. But I found out it was my cousin Anna.
Oh, that's her.
She's really worried and stuff, and yeah. I was just praying for her, and I was just like, and she felt it lifted off of her, and I didn't even know who I was praying for. I was just praying at first, but God would use you, and it's just teaching me how you just have to be ready for anything.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You know, I'm just, there's another little story here too, that not about her or anything, but she mentioned something. I was on my way to Salvation Army, and there was a time in my life when I was growing up when Salvation Army, I was too proud to go to Salvation Army. That was seconds. And it's terrible. It's a terrible way to be. And awful, awesome things can be, treasures can be purchased at Salvation Army, because people take them there and say, hey, you know, I mean, whatever, just tremendous amount of money, and then for pennies on the dollar, you can get it. But there was a pride within me I had to shop at the men's stores and work hard for my money and spend it all on a crazy shirt that could have spent pennies on at Salvation Army. But I just want you to know, I don't know if you've been there or not, but I've been there with pride, and that was beyond me to go to Salvation Army. But I was just rejoicing to hear her say, I was on my way to Salvation Army. I said, great, good for you, you know. Because we gotta keep it humble, man. You can get some, you're gonna have us all going to Salvation Army, you guys.
With what you're saying, like, I was talking to my mom the other day because some things that happened last year, some humbling experiences, and I was like, Mom, I'm serious. Like, I mean, maybe some of the things that happened might have not, like, happened, but, like, I'm glad because God worked humility in my life.
That's right.
We had some humbling experiences that I've never experienced before, just for God to humble myself, because I've had a lot of pride and had the luxury of having things. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to go to, mm-hmm, Salvation Army, but now I'm just like, hey, it's a deal, you know?
Like, hey, I'm going there. All right, I love it.
Jessica, she, my youngest, she has been like, oh no, we have to shop at the mall.
Yeah.
Well, she went to Goodwill. Absolutely. And she came back with suits, dress suits. Some with the tags still on. Yeah. Right. She came back with a bag full of clothes.
Uh-huh.
I think she spent like $60 or $80, and she had, I don't know how many outfits, and some of them
hundreds of dollars
on them, and I had seen her wear them, and I'm like, wow, is that one of your Goodwill outfits? And she said, yeah, it looks sharp.
Amen. I love it.
But she had a problem with it.
Amen.
That's amazing.
Here's a good one. Somebody comes up and says, yo, Lisa, where'd you get the blouse? Let's say she got it from Salvation Army. What? God bless me, I got this from Salvation Army. If there's a real sister on the other end, or a real brother, they're just going to rejoice.
Yeah.
But if they're in the world and still Carl, they're going to go, oh, okay. Sorry I asked, you know. Well, praise God.
I grew up in the Salvation Army. That's where we went to church.
Yeah, yeah.
I really loved the Salvation Army. But I remember when we used to get clothes and food, and every Christmas, we would get all kinds of candy from them, and it was, I don't think it was humbling to me, because I grew up there.
You were just there. That's good.
But the other thing I wanted to say, that I praise the Lord that I hadn't said it in the open assembly, even though everybody has heard it, because my doctor took me off of medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of afraid, because there were blood pressure medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Cold turkey just like that. Now, you don't do that. I don't think you do that. You're supposed to.
Not ill advised, you don't know. Yeah.
But I was thinking I was going to have some kind of a reaction to it, but I thank God it's been, 2 weeks now?
Awesome.
2 weeks.
Awesome.
And my blood pressure hasn't gone up. Mm-hmm. I got it one up twice, mm-hmm, but I took another half of one of the medications that they took, mm-hmm, me off of, one half of one, and then it all stabilized out, and I just want to break.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God has plans for welfare for us.
Amen.
Not for calamity. Can we say that together? God has plans for welfare for us, not for calamity. Praise the Lord. Jimmy?
No, I need to do that.
Oh, praise the Lord. We're all going to be going to Salvation Army Goodwill, man. Lead us on there, Naomi.
My daughter, we always went to the Goodwill and Kathy, you know, me and Kathy, because that's where I lived. I had no man. And she'd pick up stuff, and then she'd say, can I get this for this and this for this? Well, everybody at school was wearing Wrangler jeans. And so at the flea market, I saw some, and Kathy got them. She went to school. She was all proud, right? And then one of the girls said, where'd you get those jeans? You got Wranglers. And she says, my mom got them at the flea market. Everybody laughed. She didn't want to wear them no more.
That's
her
right.
Her mom got them at the flea market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so
oh, yes.
She never told anybody that she got anything from the Goodwill or the flea market after that.
In this testimony right here, someone should ask her that. And like I said, you can get the negative response, but if you're locked onto Jesus and you're grateful to Him, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. That's when you know you're growing. That's amen. That's right. That's what we're talking about. Debbie, do you have your hand up, honey?
No, I was...
Getting her... Okay. Yeah.
We call it the GW store. We go there a lot.
Goodwill.
I got this dress there.
Awesome.
Pretty. And I've had it for a couple years now. Yeah. And I just love it.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Tell anybody.
Amen. Oh, look. Last week I got this shirt there. No, I'm just kidding.
No, you have that. We've seen that before. My kitchen table and chairs are from Salvation.
Yes. Amen. Amen. The Salvation Army.
Amen.
Amen. So when you think about Salvation Army, when you think about goodwill, you know, the work that He started, the good work that He started, He's going to perform it. Goodwill. Praise the Lord.
I want to praise the Lord for time. Something that very seldom allotted myself. Mm-hmm. And I
did you hear what she said? Time.
God gave me many times this summer to reflect on a lot of things in my life. And the main thing as a teacher, you know, I'm always trying to go for a goal like 80%.
Uh-huh.
And I was failing. I was failing at spending time with God. I really was. If I had to grade myself, I was failing. I did not allow even 10% of my day, probably. To God, and working double time on me, and I'm not at my goal yet, but every day, more and more time, I'm finding
mm-hmm.
He gave me more and more time, because
yes.
I wasn't making time.
Yes, yes.
I want to praise God.
Yes. You know, with the time thing, amen, good. That's good. With the time thing, it's walking, what I said about, you know, shopping, it's in the awareness. The awareness. There's your time. It's just so don't think that, you know, because you're going to sit down and read scriptures. Now I got time with. No, you already got time with Him from the time you wake, the time you go to sleep, and all during 24/7 is time with the Lord. But I know what you're talking about. Little escape type of thing when you're not teaching or you're not doing anything. You're not cooking. That's important too. But be aware that. Our time needs to be spent before the Lord in whatever you do. And it'll really free you up. Really free you up. I was really blessed with the words of this song. Open my eyes. And this is what it's all about. Is really having our eyes opened. To be able to see things that we haven't been able to see before. Or understand. And it sets us free. It brings forth humility and revelation from the Lord. And you just don't care what the world thinks anymore. You care about what God thinks. And so you're free. You can live without worrying about what the world thinks. And in with our youth, it's pretty brutal. You know, very, very cliquish. Very, very, school's getting ready to start. And we need to be praying for our school kids, too, again, for this year getting ready to start. Mary, are you still? You still?
Still
happy, John. Oh, awesome. Praise the Lord. You're still with us. Open my eyes that I may see glimpse of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Boy, when we sang that, it lit me up. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou sendest clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Wow. How many of you know that it would behoove you to have clearer eyes and clearer ears regarding the ways of the Lord? Really sets us free.
I just am almost bursting just to give glory to God for, you know, He looks out for us as a body.
in obituary, and I think we all should hear about it if Frances doesn't mind, but in prayer meeting this morning, stop me if you need to, she confessed to us that she had thought to herself, I'm not going to come to this prayer meeting anymore because it doesn't make any difference if I'm here or not. You know, I'm just a nobody. So she was not going to come. She was going to come to church. She'd come and clean. She cleans the restrooms every week. I mean, she was going to do all that but not come to the prayer meeting. And just last week, and this was, I guess it happened last week, and the Lord spoke to her and said, we're hearing when she speaks, she's not stuttering like she once was. It's clearer, and it's like normal. There's no hesitation when she's praying, when she's talking. And so, you know, God sent her a reminder of that. And with that reminder, she thought to herself, well, then I will come to the prayer meeting. And she came today. But here's where I just praise God, because He gave us a theme for this year, and the first word is together.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us doing together, being together, helping together. And, you know, we've heard it said, we've read it in the scriptures, there is a spiritual warfare taking place. Everybody know about that spiritual warfare?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's Satan. He comes and he lies to us. He accused her. He said, you're not worth anything. No sense of you coming. But she didn't recognize it at first as the enemy. And that happens to all of us. Sometimes we got to get beat down pretty bad, and then we realize, well, heck, I've got authority in Jesus. Why am I letting him run all over me? So she didn't recognize it at first, and he almost got her to not come to the prayer meeting. And Satan would be clapping and cheering.
That's right. That's right.
He's out there after all of us. Not to fear. You know, we walk in victory, but we have to have an awareness that he's there. And he's going to keep coming at us, trying to destroy us, to kill us, to lie to us, to steal from us. And can you see that's what he was trying to do? And I know there are others that he's done that to, and then they've separated themselves. Well, what's the use? We've probably all been there. I've done it myself. What's the use? I just want to go. I don't need to do that, and it's a lie from Satan. So my joy is that we have the victory. We have the victory, and we're walking in the victory, and this is a body.
Amen.
This is a portion of the body of Christ that is healthier because of that victory.
Amen.
And not sicker because another person believed the lie of Satan. God wants us to come together, and I believe, I mean, he did something special this morning with the praises. The worship was sweet to his ears this morning, and I don't know if it's not other times or whatever, but he just, you know, gave me that assurance in my heart. This was great praise this morning and continues even now. But those victories, that's what we need, and God has been
waiting
for it.
A cord of many strands is not easily broken. But if we were just to start plucking out, name your name, you know, Mark and Mary and Cindy, and we don't need Cindy's testimony, we don't need Naomi's testimony, we don't need, you know, in words of encouragement from out, you see. And Jesus turned around and looked at them, and he looked at Peter, and he said that, you know, they were all leaving, and Jesus said, you're going to leave me too. He says, where can we go? You have the words to eternal life. So there will be a remnant on this earth. There will be a faithful few on this earth that are in this for the long haul, for the Lord to accomplish that work until the end that He started. Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. Awesome testimonies today, because it's real, man. This is real time, real people, and we're understanding what humility is, and we don't care about the world things, but we need to care. We need to see. We need to hear what God is saying.